I saw in this new sefer that they published in Rav Soloveitchik with the drushes on the parshios. They have a drush on parshios Tetzaveh that I seem to remember hearing Rav Soloveitchik deliver more than once. Apparently, this was his favorite drusha of his. That after the birth of Moshe Rabbeinu is recorded in the Chumash, every sedra has the name of Moshe Rabbeinu mentioned, except for parshios Tetzaveh. So, how come Tetzaveh doesn't have? So the Velt says because Moshe Rabbeinu, like Yehuda, accepted a cherem al Tanai and kilas chacham afil al Tanai miskayem. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Imai mechenin am misifur hashem kasofta. Please forgive the Jewish people for the chet regel in asnit. So I want to accept upon myself a punishment. Erase my name from the sefer Torah." So even though the Rabbanu Shalom did forgive, Salachti Kedurech, Rabbanu Shalom did forgive the sin, but it was a kilas chacham afil al Tanai miskayemes. So Moshe Rabbeinu's cherem, Moshe Rabbeinu's curse to himself, was partially fulfilled. So that's why we leave out his name from Parshas Tetzaveh. That's what I think the Balaturim has like that. So Rav Soloveitchik used to add on that, I guess in Yiddish folklore, they say, the reason why did they pick Parshas Tetzaveh? They could have picked any other Parsha. Why Tetzaveh? Because Tetzaveh is usually, or always, the week of Zayin Odar. Zayin Odar is the earth side of Moshe Rabbeinu, so he disappeared from the face of the earth. So that's why they chose, that's why the Rav Shalom chose Parshas Tetzaveh. Only the Baruch Shalom shows Parshas Tetzaveh. That's the way we lane our practices, that we lane Kol HaTorah Kula, and we finish on Simchas Torah. The Gemara says in Eretz Yisrael had a 3-year cycle. It wasn't so. But, I mean, it's Yiddish folklore. By us, it works out like that. Yiddish folklore is not really the reason. So the Rav gave a longer drosha. But why is it Tetzaveh? Because Tetzaveh is all about Big Day Kuhuna. And Moshe Rabbeinu was originally supposed to be the Kohen Gadol. And then he was punished in Parshas Shmois. It says that the Rabbanu Shlom asked Moshe Rabbeinu to be the Shliach for the purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And he kept on refusing 7 days in a row. Every day he gave a different teretz. And then the Rabbanu Shlom said the final teretz that he gave was that the Shlachtan v'atishlach, it'll be Hasogas Gvul on my brother Aaron. I don't want to be Masig Gvul. So the Rabbanu Shlom says, what's for Hasogas Gvul? Your brother Aaron is coming. He'll be happy. He'll be very happy. There's no Hasogas Gvul. Don't worry about Hasogas Gvul. So why does it say Aaron Achicha HaLevi? So Rashi quotes from the Medrash. The original plan was that Aaron should be the Levi, you should be the Kohen. But you give me such a hard time, I'm not going to allow you to be a Kohen. I'm going to switch the plan. Aaron's going to be the Kohen. You're going to be the Levi. So even in the first, the Shivas Me'a Miluim, that the Gemara says Moshe Rabbeinu had the status of a Kohen Gadol, but he didn't wear Big Day Kuhuna. He didn't wear Big Day Kohen Head, he didn't wear Big Day Kohen Gadol. The Gemara says he wore Chaluk Lavan. So the Yiddish folklore has it that the name of Moshe Rabbeinu is missing on Parshas Tetzaveh, because Tetzaveh is all about Big Day Kuhuna. Even when he was functioning as the Kohen Gadol, he wasn't wearing the Big Day Kuhuna. Baruch Hashem took away the Big Day Kuhuna. And the Rav had more, longer the Rav. Okay.